Beyond the Dark on Radio City 96.7 and City Talk 105.9.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to speak now to James Griffiths. Why? Because we're talking Dead Live, we're talking ghost hunts, we're talking haunted houses, we're talking psychics, we're talking to James. Hello, James.
Hi, Peter. How are you doing?
I'm well. Tell us what Dead Live is.
We do sort of ghost hunts all over Liverpool, all over the UK, and outside the UK as well. We do lots of sort of venues, and we do lots of charity events as well.
What made you get involved with this, James?
It was just from one thing from another. With Most Haunted being on the TV, and as a medium myself, I was like basically being asked to go to different locations because people watching Most Haunted, they were saying they were having ghosts in the house, and so you would go out to the house, and then all the companies all started springing up, and I got employed by a few, and then decided to do it myself, and but it's, you know, the rest is history, really. I've been doing it for about 12 years now.
So who is James Griffiths? How come you're a medium? Tell me the story.
A medium. When I was a lad, I was born in a haunted house, so I've seen a lot of spirits within the house. And as I got older, you know, it seemed to die down, obviously, with puberty hitting. And then when my father passed over, it was this sort of, you know, you want to say goodbye, and you want to, you know, you never said it. So you get more involved in the sort of spiritual side and you go to the spiritual churches. One thing leads to another and people turn around and say, you've got the same abilities as the mediums or the psychics within the church. You say, you've got the same abilities as us. You know, why don't you do something about it? And that's what actually happened. And I started sort of meditating and going to awareness classes and development classes. And then just different things started happening. Things started to play, go into place, and it was just, I'd say, one thing after the other, getting more and more readings, and then that was it, really.
You know? Going back to the haunted house, how did you cope with that as a child? Did it not scare you?
Well, to be honest, it did, and only, let's say, about 15 years ago when having conversations with my own family, because we were brought up as Catholics. And, you know, I'd like to say we were devout Catholics, so you wouldn't really talk about it, you know. You know, my mum was talking to priests, so you definitely wouldn't bring up the subject of talking or seeing spirits, say. And so, I'd say about 15 years ago, talking to different family members, and they all said that, how, you know, we talked about the house, and they said, oh, that house was horrible, you know, it was always felt like there was somebody watching you, there was always somebody on the top of the stairs, there was always somebody in the bedrooms, it was all that sort of thing. So it wasn't very nice as a child, you know, and as you grow up and you think about it, you think, it was a bit like the film for me, where The Sixth Sense, the child and the spirits coming in, but it was mainly one sort of spirit within the house.
James, did you fight, did you call it a gift?
I wouldn't say it's a gift, because I believe everyone's got it. So I don't think it's a gift. I just think it's an ability that can be developed. And, you know, so I wouldn't say it was a gift.
How could it be developed? Take me, for instance. If you and I were sitting down talking and you felt that everybody has got this within them, how can it be developed?
Well, how you learn to develop is basically you meditate and you sort of quiet your mind down and you try to relax yourself, and then you let things sort of, you know, as thoughts come into your head, you basically got to have the courage to turn around to somebody. Say I was doing a reading for you, I won't do, but say I was doing a reading for you, whatever comes to my head, you have to have the courage to turn around and say, this is what I'm picking this up off you. So it's all to do with, at the beginning, it's all to do with going what you feel and what you see. And, you know, a lot of people turn around and call themselves psychic, and a lot of people call themselves medium. It took me years and years to actually say that, because I just didn't feel like, you know, I just didn't feel like I wanted to do it. I didn't feel like I was right to do it. And so, you know, I do believe that everybody can develop it. Everyone can, you know, I feel that everyone has got this sort of ability. Some have it more, some have it less. If you're born into a family that believe in it all, you know, it's great, because they're going to encourage you, they're going to, you know, they're going to, you know, help you bring it out of yourself. If you're born in a sort of I don't know, let's say a Catholic family or whatever, who don't believe in it, it's a, you know, it can be a little more difficult to develop. So, you know, it's all to do with quietening your mind and having the courage to turn around to somebody and saying, this is what I feel when I'm looking at you, this is what I feel. You know, that's, it's all to do with your senses and what you sense.
I'm talking to James Griffiths from Dead Live, and I've got to ask you, James, and please feel free on this and be very honest with me, because I know you are. What do you, and you have my permission to say, but what do you feel something? Is it just an interview, or do you feel something from me?
I don't feel from you, because I don't feel as though, you know, obviously you're a very well-known presenter and a very well-known person within Liverpool, so there's a lot of things written about you. So for me to, you know, things are going through my head, but for me to say something to you, it could be something that I've read. You know, you could turn around and say it's something I've read. You know, there is a, you know, you have been a sort of major, not celebrity, you know, person within Liverpool. So, you know, I don't know if I've picked up stuff, but I know, you know, I feel as though if I wanted to talk as a medium, I would say I feel as though, you know, there is a lady around you. I feel as though there is stress around you as well. There's, you know, there is stress around you, and it's, although you are, let's say you're successful, I don't feel as though, you know, it's not, it feels as though you, how can I put it, you're worried how long it would last, the success. That's what I'm picking up.
Interesting.
From you.
Interesting. Now, you know, on the ghost hunts,
yeah,
have you actually ever seen, really seen a ghost?
I have, yes.
Wow. You're the first one.
Yeah.
Now, you're the first one that goes on ghost hunts have actually said, in 4 years of us doing this, that said it. Do tell me more.
I've seen ghosts in lots of locations where I've been. I mean, I've done about 700 events in castles, halls and whatever. And outside the country, there's, you know, I've been to Gibraltar. And if you've ever been to Gibraltar and you actually go into the rock, I did an investigation for a charity. I don't only do charity events, but I did an investigation for a charity. They flew me over to do this event, and they said to me, do you want to go into the rock? We can get permission. And I said, well, you can go in anyway, but the, you know, there was private places within the rock. I went in, and as soon as I walked into the rock, it felt very sickening. There was a sickening feeling. My stomach was rolling over. I did feel, you know, quite ill. And as I walked through the sort of tunnels of the place, I was looking into some of the caves, and there was what you could only describe as a sort of a gentleman who was sort of dressed in black trousers and a white sort of shirt or whatever, and he actually looked not very well. Well, he obviously was passed over, but he didn't look very well. And I just basically turned around and said, there's a man there, I can see him, and, you know, he's got long hair. You know, he didn't speak English to me, but it was just a word, you know, he was there, and he wasn't very happy, not about us being there, but not very happy about himself being in the actual cave. But I have been to different locations. I mean, obviously in Liverpool, the Stanley Dock, the heritage market.
We went there recently, and I've got to tell you, and I am, as you know, very sceptical, but I felt I wouldn't like to have been there on my own. And yeah, the vastness of it is incredible.
Yeah, I mean, the Stanley Dock itself was used as a morgue during the war. And so a lot of bodies were brought over from Europe and actually put within Stanley Dock, and then were being, you know, we'll say American soldiers and whatever, they were being stored in Stanley Dock. So there's that sort of residue energy within, underneath the actual dock. But if you go into the heritage market and the nightclub that was there years ago, somebody actually passed over within the nightclub, and he, you know, it's been said that he's been seen in the nightclub and the shadows of him. But if you go underneath, now I don't know if you'd gone here, Pete, but the underneath the actual heritage market, the last time I went, it was locked, the door was locked, but a couple of years before, there was no door there, so I went under with the security team and the lady who was running it, and there is that's where the supposed to be the lady of the night was taken down and murdered, and she had a child with her, and the child was murdered as well. So there's that sort of energy underneath the actual heritage sort of market.
James, I've got to ask, somebody like yourself who goes on ghost hunts, that does what you do, do you fear death?
I don't fear death. I don't really feel that. I mean, as I say, brought up as a Catholic, it's all to do with faith. And when you start developing yourself, it's then a case of you're seeing it. And, you know, I think about my life more than death. And I think about what I've got to do, and I've got to have a good life, and that want to pass over with no regrets. But it's not the fear of death. I just want to pass over without regrets. So try to do, you know, as much as you possibly can, and do good as well, because, you know, you don't want to have this sort of guilt. So, it's, you know, that's what I would fear, I would say, not the death and the passing over, but the guilt of not doing enough. And, you know, I know you're going to have regrets, but, you know, you don't want to have regrets at the end of your life, so...
James, we all have our own ideas, and it's always nice to hear other people's ideas. What do you think is on the other side? What do you actually think it is?
Well, that is the question that, you know, you can talk about. People turn around and say they've been reincarnated and they've come back. So, you know, they've gone over and then come back. I would believe that, you know, you cross over and you join everybody who's passed over. You go over as an energy, let's say. And, you know, when you leave your body, you go over to another dimension or go over to heaven or whatever as an energy, and you join the other, you know, the other people. I believe that you're here to experience life, and I believe that, you know, the more experience you have in this life, you know, helps you to be a better person, let's say, in the next life. Mm-hmm. And it also, you know, enhances your spirit or enhances your energy, and then the opportunity to come back again to sort of experience something again, experience another life, experience a life, you know, maybe less fortunate or more fortunate to, you know, some people would call it your spirit, but I would just believe it's just enhancing your energy.
So. Do you believe there are evil spirits and that they get angry at people like you for doing what you do?
If you've got spirits that have kept a bit stayed in a location, you know, you go to places where you can go to a place where they've been put to death, say, for instance, they can be unhappy. So what would happen is they would come towards you, their energy would come towards you, and you would sense it. So it's, you know, you are protected. A lot of people worry about it. Are you protected? Well, yes, you are protected. You're protected by yourself. You're protected, you know, if you believe in life after death, you're protected by family who are with you when they can. And, you know, so the evilness, what it is, you can get somebody come, like a murderer, say, for instance, they can come into your energy and it cannot feel very nice, and it can feel horrible, you can feel sick. You know, they just let themselves be known. You know, some people turn around and say they get touched. It's just the way their energy, the way they move towards you. And it's like, you know, Pete, you'll go to somewhere, I don't know, let's say a pub or a bar, and it can be really, really nice place. And then someone can stand next to you and you just feel very uncomfortable. You know, they could be very nice person, but as they stand next to you, your energy picks their energy up and you feel uncomfortable, so you move. It's the same thing when you go to a location where there is something, let's say, negative.
James, have you ever been anywhere where you would never go again, ever?
I would say there's one place in Nottingham where I do not like, and it's actually, a lot of people were put to death there. You know, the actual gallows are there and it's still there. But it's on about 5 floors, and 3 of them are underneath the ground. And as you go down, you see all the torture chambers. You see it all, and it's horrible. It's horrible. And I've said I'll never go back. You know, I've said it for years and years, I'll never go back. And I was there 3 weeks ago saying, what am I doing here? But I was asked to go because, I don't want to say that I'm doing charity events. It was a charity event that they asked me to do. And I just went just because it was a charity event. And I didn't like it. I actually stood near the reception. I went downstairs into the dungeons, but I come up and stood near the reception talking to one of the security guards, mm-hmm. saying I just don't like underground. You know, it's just horrible.
James, how can people find out more about you?
Well, the website is deadlive.co.uk. We've got an investigation, the very first paranormal investigation for Clare House, and we're doing that at Croxteth Hall, and it's the first ever sleepover at Croxteth Hall. So it's a ghost hunt. That's going to be around Halloween time. It's all booked. The actual website is deadlive.co.uk.
James Griffiths, you're a very interesting man. Thank you for that.
Thanks, Peter.
Liverpool's biggest after-hours talk show, Late Night City, with Pete Price on Radio City 96.7 and City Talk 105.9.